USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Central Texas are declining to release major details following the arrest of a woman in connection with the disappearance of a mother and child. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley with the charges that have been filed.
We do have one person that has been arrested and charged. The charges that have been filed at this point are two charges of kidnapping and one charge of tampering with a corpse.
President Trump is accepting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's invitation to deliver the State of the Union address on February 4th. In his final press conference of 2019, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper discusses the establishment of Space Force as a new military branch.
Our reliance on space-based capabilities has grown dramatically, and today outer space has evolved into a warfighting domain of its own. Maintaining American dominance in that domain is now the mission of the United States Space Force.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830, 877-439-8830. AccuQuote, call them today.
Each policy plans and availability vary by state.
With the latest on the U.S. economy, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The new government figures released on Friday morning show the U.S. economy grew at a rate of 2.1% in the year's third quarter. The Commerce Department's unrevised reading from last month, in line with what economists expected, consumer spending, which makes up more than two-thirds of the nation's economy, rose to 3.2%. Analysts say it appears the economy is continuing its moderate pace of expansion as the year comes to a close. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The E. coli outbreak in romaine lettuce continues. The CDC is confirming that there are 138 cases of E. coli in 25 states. The most recent one occurred December 1st. Of the total cases, half have resulted in hospitalizations. CDC officials are advising consumers to avoid romaine lettuce from Salinas, California. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Federal prosecutor John Durham is looking into the Russia investigation into the Trump 2016 campaign. Attorney General William Barr joins Fox News and says there's more folks that are being looked into, including former CIA Director John Brennan.
He's not just looking at the FBI. He's looking at other agencies and also private and departments and also private actors. And so it's a much broader investigation. And also he's not just looking at the FISA aspect of it. He is looking at all the conduct both before and after the election.
So would that include the CIA?
It would include agencies that could have been involved in this.
One of the top scams of 2019 regarding computers and technology was receiving a phone call or message on your computer saying that you needed to call the phone number to get your computer unlocked. This scam is popularly known as the Microsoft hoax, and it certainly is a hoax. Maury Haber is a cybersecurity expert with Beyond Trust, and he says,
the threat actors typically want you to sit in front of your computer, change settings, alter your computer in order for them to compromise it.
As far as what to do if you come across one of these attacks?
When you come across one of these pop-ups or voice phishing attacks, the best thing to do is just hang up and close the window. If need, reboot your computer.
That audio courtesy of ABC 15 News in Phoenix, Arizona. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.